Script, hello and welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the top stories impacting the Australian insurance sector this week. In a landmark decision on the 28th of March, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled in favor of owners in a lift vandalism dispute. In a case dating back to 2018, AFCA dismissed the claims made by Chubb Insurance that the hoist rope's damage in an apartment block was due to poor maintenance. The authority upheld the owner's stance that the original vandalism, involving tampering with hydrants leading to water damage in the lifts, was indeed the cause. Crucially, the ombudsman found Chubb's evidence unsubstantiated and ordered compliance with the original claim. This decision by AFCA sets a precedent, highlighting the importance of accurate evidence in insurance claims. Next up, the New South Wales government has taken a strong stand against claim farming. They have proposed the Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill 2025, which targets the predatory tactics employed to pressure vulnerable individuals into filing unjust compensation claims. The new law introduces multiple sanctions, including banning unsolicited inducements to file claims and the selling of claim referrals. NSW Attorney General Michael Daly emphasizes the government's ongoing commitment to protecting vulnerable individuals, including abuse survivors, from such exploitative practices. In tech news, the Royal Automobile Association of South Australia has announced a major technology overhaul. They're partnering with Duck Creek to integrate the on-demand cloud platform, aiming to modernize their motor and home insurance systems. This transformation follows a $642 million deal with Allianz Australia and is hoped to enhance policy, billing, and claim management, ultimately leading to an improved customer experience. Our final story today involves a critique leveled by consumer advocacy groups at multiple Australian insurers. The issue centers around the rejection of recommendations aimed at eliminating pricing tactics deemed harmful to consumers, commonly referred to as poverty premiums and loyalty taxes. Despite efforts by the Parliamentary Floods Inquiry and Industry Code Review to establish equitable pricing, insurers are citing competition law restrictions as hurdles. Advocates stress the importance of prioritizing consumer trust and fairness in the industry. That's all we have for this week. To stay updated with the latest in the Australian insurance industry, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and this has been the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, keeping you informed and up to date. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.